This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee says China's largest telecommunications companies should be banned from doing business here. The bipartisan report says Huawei Technologies and ZTE Corporation are too close to the Chinese government. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman's been learning more about it this morning, and he's with me now. Hello.
Hi, Jeff.
So what exactly are they talking about banning here?
Well, nothing quite yet. That would be up to an interagency group called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. This is more like a general warning not to do business with or buy sensitive products from these companies. They're big globally. They make everything from network routers and switchers to cell phones. They want to get bigger in the U.S. market. The danger, according to Congress, they could steal your IP if you're a business. They could spy on U.S. citizens who have their phones or network equipment, and
sure,
they could help with cyber attacks.
Yeah, but that's the threat, but what is, you know, the validity behind this concern that we could be spied on via these two companies?
Well, we've had a string of these cases now. The president last month banned a Chinese energy company from buying a wind farm next to a naval base in Oregon that tests drones. And this case may be the biggest yet. After all, you know, telecom equipment, it runs things like power grids, transportation, financial networks.
Mm-hmm.
But just because Chinese companies have ties to the Chinese government, and most of them do, doesn't mean that they're necessarily about to do the bidding of the cyber spooks in the Chinese military. I asked Martin Jakes about this. He's author of the book When China Rules the World.
I mean, I think the danger with this kind of thing is it's a cover for anti-competitive mentality. And China at some point will say, well, you know, tit for tat. If you do that to us, we'll do it to you.
You know, and Jake says China's here to stay. It's going to be a huge economy. The U.S. risks being cut off from investing and exporting to China. Car companies, airplane, software companies in the U.S. can't afford that.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman. Thank you.
You're welcome.